Kia ora e te whānau, welcome everyone to Evening Prayer. Today is Thursday, which means we're sharing communion together. So for this evening, you'll need to assemble a piece of bread or a cracker and a small glass or cup of something to drink, juice or wine or water, for each person in the room taking communion. Parents, it's entirely your decision whether your children take communion or not, so we will leave that with you. If you haven't got the bread and drink, please pause the podcast and go and get them, and then come and join us. Once again, we gather from different homes and circumstances, with different dreams and ideas, different values and tastes, different in age and colour, different in gender and language. Yet we are one family, children of God, everyone. We join our hearts in worship, we join our voices in praise, and we join our lives as the body of Christ. Amen. Our psalm for this evening comes from Psalm 149, verses 1 to 5. All praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of his faithful people. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion be glad in their King. Let them praise his name with dancing and make music to him with timbrel and harp. For the Lord delights in his people. He crowns the humble with victory. Let his faithful people rejoice in this honour and sing for joy on their beds. Let's pray together. O God, who shaped us and nurtures us, we, your children, praise you for the breath of life that moves within us and within all living things. O Lord, you share our flesh and made us a way into God's kingdom. We, your brothers and sisters, praise you for your life and the words amongst us and for giving yourself to be broken so that we and our world could be healed. O Spirit of God, who reunites us with our Creator, with each other and with ourselves, we, your people, praise you for the living water that quenches our thirst and for the divine image that you recreate in us and every person. God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, love is your nature and love is your gift. We praise you for inviting us into your family and for igniting your love in our hearts. Amen. The reading I've chosen for this evening comes from Paul's letter to the Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Paul writes this: Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly, as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. One of the aspects of this time of lockdown, which we are now thankfully slowly emerging from, one of those aspects that I've really come to appreciate is the value of relationships, which, to be honest, I've often taken for granted. You see, God designed us for relationship, firstly with himself, and then with others. Yet relationships can be challenging at the best of times, especially family relationships. Being confined to the same house week in and week out doesn't really help with that. Our relationships with one another, as followers of Jesus, can also be challenging, like any family. Perhaps one reason why is that we can become familiar with each other. So familiar that we often take each other for granted. What strikes me about Paul's words to the Colossians is his challenge to be purposeful instead of being complacent. Paul writes, "Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness and humility, gentleness and patience." The idea here speaks to me about a deliberate act of putting these virtues on. As we would purposefully put on items of clothing, Paul tells us, it is love that holds all of these virtues together. He says, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Love is key in all of our relationships. The German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche said, in family life, love is the oil that eases friction, the cement that binds closer together, and the music that brings harmony. I like the way that Nietzsche puts that. The ultimate demonstration of love is God's love, expressed towards us in Jesus, through his suffering and sacrifice for us. A sacrifice that we don't want to take for granted. A sacrifice given in love that made a way for forgiveness, that eases friction, that cements us and binds us together, that brings us harmony, a restoration of relationship with God the Father and with one another. It is that sacrifice that we'll now purposefully remember and celebrate as we take communion together. Since we're having communion this evening, let's take a moment to think of the times when we've taken our relationship with God or with others for granted, and ask for God's forgiveness where we have. We'll take a short moment of reflection. We might like to bring the names of people and or the circumstances before God, and then I'll lead us in prayer. Lord God, we've found a home in you. We've found a family in you. We've found a place to belong, to know and be known, to love and be loved. We are so grateful for this awesome gift, but too easily we forget the benefits it brings. We've forgotten our place and doubted your love. Remind us, and all who feel neglected by you, that we are engraved on your hands. We have forgotten who we are, and we've failed to care for ourselves. Remind us, and all who feel worthless, that you have called us by name. We have forgotten our connectedness and have divided ourselves. Remind us, and all who would exclude, oppress, and condemn others, that we are all made in your image, and we are all one body. For the sake of Jesus, who loved us to death, and whose love conquered the grave, forgive us, hear our prayer, and teach us once again. Amen. And so we come to communion together. We believe in God who made every man and woman in God's image. We believe in Christ who died to reconcile every human being to God and to restore our common humanity. We believe in the Holy Spirit that has always hovered over creation and ignites love's fire in our hearts. We believe in the community of faith that worships God, follows Jesus, and lives by the Spirit. And we believe in the time when all things will be made new and all things will be brought together under Christ. Amen. So wherever you are tonight, know that Jesus is with you, that he is drawing us close, holding us together. I'll lead us through our time of communion using the words of Jesus from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 26. Can you each take the piece of bread or cracker and hold it in your hands, please? This is what Jesus says. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." This is the body of Christ, broken for you and all those you love. Feed on him in your hearts with thanksgiving. Please take and eat. Now could you each take the cup? Hear what Jesus says. After the supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink from this fruit of the vine from now on until the day I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom. This is the blood of Christ, shed for you and all those you love. Drink freely in the knowledge that Christ died for you, and through this cup you are given the promise of life forever with him. Please take and drink. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, and for our church family, and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join me. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and give you his peace, this night and forever. It has been so good to be together. I look forward to praying with you again tomorrow evening. Ka kite anō.